Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Simon.
Thanks very much for joining us on the daily program this morning. Now, I've heard of a few artists doing sort of bits with salvaged pieces, pieces of junk, quite often salvaged items. But from a medical center using the tools of medical research, what inspired you in this project?
Well, I had access to these objects. They're power points and pressure gauges that were once in the laboratories and offices at the John Curtin School of Medical Research. And I realised that they, even though they're very mundane, everyday kind of objects, they had connections to some really profound and interesting research that had been done at the John Curtin School. So I decided to sort of do a bit of research into what that research was about, and to see if I could formulate some sculptures that talked about the stories of the research that had happened there.
And what kind of stories did you actually find out about the research that went on there?
So one of them was, there were two Nobel Prizes were awarded to research that happened at the John Curtin School. And one of those was the 1963 work by John Eccles on understanding how the synapses in our nervous system sort of move the electrical signals around. So a really deep understanding of our sort of nervous system, the electrical work. And that research really fitted in to me with the idea of the PowerPoints that I'd salvaged from the building. So there was a sort of a synergy there between the theme of research and the objects that I had. And the other Nobel Prize was for research on the immune system, understanding how the body differentiates between itself and a foreign cell. And that work was done by Doherty and Zinkernagel in the early 70s. And one of the sculptures called Third Line of Defense directly references that work using sort of visual structures that are associated with the immune system.
It's intriguing to me that we've started with such mundane objects, as you mentioned there, and linking them through to these rather grand achievements, and indeed linking them again to the way in which art communicates a sort of emotional response or a story to us as well. Because if I was sort of approaching, okay, I've got to make a sculpture that regards these kind of events, obviously we're going for the classic scientific look, the flasks and the huge pieces of equipment and the blinking lights and the sort. But starting with such mundane objects, what was the challenge? What was the kind of challenge you were facing when actually linking them back to these rather grand achievements?
I think the key challenge there really was actually to find out, to draw those connections between the story and that physical fabric. And in particular, as I said, with the PowerPoints, you know, they were originally part of an electrical network in their own right. And so there was a tangible quality about them that sort of reflected the story of the nervous system research, because it's an electrical network as well. So it was really nice to sort of make that connection between them. And then I started to sort of disassemble the pieces, the objects, and, you know, work at ways of using the visual cues from the nervous system and the spinal cord, because that was one of the key elements of the research. They used nerves from the spinal cord for the research. So I used those as sort of drivers for the sort of visual expression.
And this is part of the exhibition Silent Witness. Now, I must admit, I've not sort of done any research into what the Silent Witness exhibition is about, but the name itself is something I would say is evocative within the works you are describing, because we are talking about these mundane objects that have witnessed moments in history, that have been standing by silently and indeed ignored while all these kind of grand projects were going on around them. Is there a sort of an idea that you kind of wanted to draw people's attention to the mundane objects that might be around us, the kind of silent witnesses that might be around us in every day-to-day life?
Absolutely, that's certainly it. I think we often overlook the fact that there are these support structures in our lives that assist us in doing the things that we do. And in the case of the PowerPoints and the gauges, they were quiet, they were ignored objects that were sitting in the background at the in the research facility. But without them being there, the work could never have got done. And I have remarked to some people that I'm pretty sure that the PowerPoint that John Nichols plugged his desk lamp into, that PowerPoint is embodied in this work. And I think it's nice to know that even though it was actually quite, it was a mundane object, but it's connected in a really profound way to that remarkable research and those events.
Well, Martin, very best of luck with the exhibition. Really appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.